From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. A Cole County judge put a landmark overhaul of municipal governance in legal limbo. As Jason Rosenbaum reports, lawmakers are content to let higher courts act before taking legislative action.
Cole County Judge John Beadham struck down a measure restricting fine revenue in St. Louis County city budgets to 12.5% as opposed to 20% in the rest of the state. He also froze a slate of municipal standards for county cities. The legislature could end this legal fight by passing a bill making the fine cap and standards uniform across the state. But State Representative Elijah Haar of Springfield says lawmakers will wait on higher courts to make the final call.
I think there's a good group of people that would like to see that be played out in the Court of Appeals before we make a determination about whether or not we want to hew more closely to the 12.5% or the 20% if we got to have to do a statewide number.
Attorney General Chris Koster announced last week he's appealing Beadham's decision. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Kansas City officials say repairing a lightning-damaged sculpture that is a fixture of the downtown skyline will cost more than $1 million. The Kansas City Star reports that the city's insurance is expected to cover the cost of fixing the futuristic sculpture. It's one of four that sits atop the 300-foot-tall pylons that suspend the Bartle Hall Convention Center above Interstate 670. On Wednesday, a city council committee is expected to consider a $1.3 million repair contract with the fabricator that built the sculptures. Voters in Kansas City and St. Louis will decide Tuesday whether to renew the decades-old earnings tax that voters overwhelmingly embraced 5 years ago, but that again has drawn well-funded opposition. The tax requires those who work in these two cities to pay a 1% tax on their pay. Supporters in both cities say losing the revenue would mean cuts in services including police and fire protection, road upkeep, trash pickup, and criminal justice. Opponents say the tax is unfair and drives businesses and workers to the suburbs, and that eliminating it would force the cities to weed out fraud, waste, and redundant services. Kansas City Mayor Sly James and St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay have both said that the taxes are crucial to helping their governments survive financially. Voter rejection of the tax would phase it out over a decade by 0.1% each year. Opponents say that would give cities enough time to find ways to compensate. Three Jackson County jail workers have received unspecified disciplining after a murder suspect was mistakenly released from custody. The Kansas City Star says clerical errors by jail employees were blamed for the February 17th release of 26-year-old Malcolm D. Johnson. Johnson was being held on charges of second-degree murder and armed criminal action in connection with a 2014 shooting death of 22-year-old Monterio Hogan in the suburb of Raytown. Johnson remains at large. Joe Piccinini, the county's director of corrections, said in a statement that Johnson's release happened after prosecutors dropped and then refiled charges in routine procedural action. Piccinini said those actions should not have triggered Johnson's release. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.